I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Suicide claims about 129 lives per day in the U.S., making it the 10th leading cause of death. September is National Suicide Prevention Month, and Dean Vandermeer of Set Free Ministries reminds us that suicide is also a spiritual battle.
Sometimes when you're in their crisis, you're focused on the storm, and you're not focused on someone who can deliver you from the storm. And so when we're helping people who are suicidal, oftentimes they're overcome with their current circumstances. And so what you help them see is something beyond their current circumstances, and that the Lord is able to get you through the storm, and sometimes he can even quiet the storm.
Vandermeer reminds the church to search out the lost and bring them to the one who can heal. Connect with Set Free at missionnews.org. And millions of Muslims observed Ashura this week. Mike Ansari of Heart for Iran.
Ashura is a major Shiite Muslim commemoration of the martyrdom of Hussein ibn Ali, a grandson of the Prophet Muhammad, that took place at the Battle of Karbala in modern-day Iraq in the year 680. Hussein's martyrdom in the Battle of Karbala was the final event that led to the split of Islam into two main sects of Shiite versus Sunni.
In the Shia heartland known as Iran, Ashura gives Heart for Iran a chance to reach people for Christ through their satellite TV ministry. Visit missionnews.org to learn how you can pray for Muslims during Ashura and throughout the year.
Pray with Muslims who are genuinely trying to please God and take the step to introduce Jesus to them.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. And this month, Transworld Radio offers a free booklet called Stories of Hope. It lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.